Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
Yo, welcome in to our Bears post-game podcast on the House of L Network. I'm Lawrence Holmes, and that would seem like that'll be all for Matt Nagy, right? At the end of the game, you get undisciplined, confused Bears that show up, and they give up a long play that sets up a touchdown that makes them lose the game and pretty much puts an end to their season, with them now sitting at 3-7. Oh, there's not a ton to talk about in this game other than what it does for the big picture aspect of the Bears. Before we get into it, let me just say welcome, first of all. Thank you for joining me. And our podcast is brought to you by the fine folks over with Team Hochberg. My man David Hochberg does an incredible job of getting you into a new home or refinancing your old home. So if you're thinking about doing that, then you should give him a call. 855-56-DAVID is the way that you can call him. He's over there with Homeside Financial, and they're really good people. And they got me into my house very quickly. They can do the same for you. My closing took less than 30 days. Think about that. If you know, you know. And David Hochberg is the man. He can help you out, whatever your situation is. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. Homeside Financial is an equal housing lender. NMLS number 1124061. Okay, so these dudes gave up the longest drive of the game in the moment when you couldn't have it, with a minute 41 left and a backup quarterback, they allowed these guys to march down the field on them. That drive began on Baltimore's 28. And all you have to do is not let them score a touchdown. That's it. If you don't let them score a touchdown, you win the game. And if you win that game, you now look at Thursday and go, man, we can be at 5-6 with a little bit of extra time off, and we're good to go. We're back in the race. We can get back in the race. Here's the best part if you're a Bears fan. It's momentary hurt for something that probably feels like will feel like losing this game on a beautiful November day, like the sun came out, is beautiful at Soldier Field, it's 50 degrees, you could actually walk around the city, like all this stuff. And it sucks. Like, I know people who went to the game, and it's like, man, it's just a giant waste of time. And you're thinking when you hear at 10:30 this morning, oh, Lamar Jackson's not playing? What luck for the Bears. But they don't seem to be able to capitalize on any of their luck at all. And what amazes me about the game plan that they had in this one for Justin Fields is initially it was exactly what you want the game plan to be. moving pockets, all sorts of stuff. And then it turned into something worse. It turned into the Andy Dalton offense, which they then used when Andy Dalton came in. Dalton threw for 200 yards. He was only 11 of 23. But a passing rating of 107.3. WGC. No, wait, that's a different frequency. Fields had a couple of moments, but wasn't very good, and then got hurt on a play that he probably should have given the ball to David Montgomery, who looked like he had daylight for forever. It's also interesting that, like, throughout the game, they didn't continue to update us on Justin Fields' status. As the week goes on, we'll find out if he's going to be able to play against Detroit. But it doesn't matter. Like, the season part of this, the Bears in a vacuum, the 2021 Bears season in a vacuum, it doesn't matter. Going forward, it matters for Justin Fields' development. But that's really now all that you're in it for. The Bears forfeited their opportunity for that game and subsequent games to mean more. And the reason why is because you had a chance to fool yourself. You had a chance to be like, oh man, we're 4-6. We're playing the worst team in the league on Thursday. We can get 2 wins in 4 days and find ourselves at 5-6 and making an argument of rallying to the end of the season. No. I saw some of the post-game comments before I turned on the old pod. And Robert Quinn said that this loss was sickening. You're damn right it was sickening. He played great for a big portion of that game. But when they needed to get to the backup quarterback, they didn't. And so Huntley ends up with 26 of 36, 219 yards, no touchdowns, one interception. And then you add to that, 7 rushes for 40 yards for him in this game. And they win one of the ugliest games of the year. The Ravens are in a great position to make the playoffs anyway. But to win a game, and they've had all of these like crazy wins at the ends of games. They had the 66-yard field goal at the beginning of the season. Like all of this dumb stuff that's happened with Lamar Jackson being sick. And now they get to be like, wow, we escaped. They escaped here. Your two quarterbacks, in whatever combination, Fields, Dalton, were supposed to be better than the other guy. And this is a defense that isn't very good, even though it's skilled. It's a skilled defense, and it's got a great defensive coordinator. But you look at the rankings of where the Ravens were before this game. It was encouraging moving into this game that the Bears were going to have an opportunity to win. But they just gave it all away. And I don't know what sort of tap dancing that Matt Nagy can do for George and Ted and Virginia, but I wouldn't buy it. I'm not even sure if he called, I'd pick up if I were them, because that path seems really clear to me.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
There are people that are already like, man, we should start thinking about Matt Nagy and Ryan Pace separately. You can go ahead and think about that if you want to, but this is the guy that he wanted. Ryan Pace wanted this guy to be the head coach of the Bears. And there's, while we talk about development, there's been no development of the coach. Like, literally, the coach is gone backwards in what people think about him and the way the game looks when he's in charge of it. Everything has gone backwards. And this was just one of those, like, it would have been, I'm sure that he's going to kick himself. This would have been the game where you get to puff out your chest a little bit and say, no, we got it corrected. We are moving in the right direction. You get to do all that, that Matt Nagy that he does when something positive happens. You get to do that. But not after this. Not after you were in a fist fight and you lost. Olin Cruz said something on the Score pregame show that I was writing down as he was talking about it this morning. And what it was if you look, if things even out and you don't have Lamar Jackson, and you go, okay, it's a rookie quarterback versus a young quarterback that hasn't played. Then you start going, well, what about the coaches? And he went up and down. He was talking about Martindale, defensive coordinator. He was talking about John Harbaugh. And he was saying how at every step, the three major coaches, you had an advantage on Baltimore's side. And it played out at the end of the game. You had Bears defenders completely lose their minds at the end of it. I don't know how Sammy Watkins got that open. Like, it's crazy that he got open. And there he was, right there on the 3-yard line. Like, it's a mess. Like, all of it is an absolute mess. So I had gone into this game thinking about how there are really only three players that I concern myself with. And if you want to add in the young tackles, we can talk about them. My concerns are Justin Fields, Roquan Smith, Jalen Johnson. If Darnell Mooney, you can put on that list if you want. And it's crazy because I feel like Darnell Mooney, people think he's a possible one, but I don't. And I know that he had 121 yards. He had that on 16 targets. Now, most of that is not his fault. There were some bad throws. One of them, two of them, he almost made into incredible catches. But I think that he's a complimentary receiver. I think he's a great number two. I think that's probably where he maxes out. Bears had two guys, two receivers that had over 100 yards receiving today. That doesn't happen very often. And to consider that they did it with Allen Robinson not on the field is amazing. But none of that matters because, like, Mooney probably matters going forward because he's still so young and seems to have a good rapport with Justin Fields. But you look at the rest of these guys. Like, I'm looking at the box score right now. I'm going to read off names. And when I read these names off, in your mind, or actually you can just talk, you know, you're listening in the car, or just scream out whether or not you think these guys are going to be here when the Bears are good. Now, I'm using air quotes for good. Darnell Mooney, probably, right? Marquise Goodwin, no. Jimmy Graham, no. Cole Kmet, maybe. David Montgomery, I don't think so. Jakeem Grant, no. Damir Bird, no. None of these guys outside of Mooney and maybe Kmet. The issue I have with Montgomery is not that he's not good. He's very good. But the lifespan of a running back in the NFL, like let's say that this is a 2-year process, what are they going to pay David Montgomery? I think that you can probably find someone who can do what he does and you can just kind of churn running backs because that just kind of happens. It sucks. I like David Montgomery a lot. I think he's a very talented player. I'm just talking about the economics of it. I'm not sure that you would go out and say that's a guy that we have to pay. So that's the only thing. But you look at it, you don't have a lot of pieces that are going to be here by the time you hope that the quarterback gets it together. And this was just a disaster, like a straight-up disaster in the way that they lost the game. So there's not much more to say than, hey, man, now the question is, How do they approach the rest of the season? And what does Matt Nagy do? Does he start taking risks? Because remember, that's how Riverboat Ron started. Like, he was going to lose his job, and then he started taking some risks. But I don't think there's enough games left, and I don't think this roster is good enough. And once Khalil Mack, he's like, you know what? I can't take this anymore with my foot injury. Once he's gone, I don't know if you can start really. That's another thing. It's another big question that you have is, what are you going to do with your defensive pieces? Because this thing, whomever takes over, it needs a major, major overhaul. I hope that what the Bears have done has opened up your Sundays. I truly do. Because today would have been a day to go do anything other than watch the Bears play. 50 degrees and sunshine. And now there's going to be, I think tomorrow, lows are going to be in the 20s. All sorts of dumb stuff. And here are the Bears ruining your Sunday for you. I appreciate you hanging out. I will be there all week this week. Well, I'm going to take Thanksgiving off, but I'm going to be there Friday. I'm going to be there Friday after the Bears-Lions game so we can talk about that nonsense. I appreciate your support in all things that I do. Thanks so much. Thanks to David Hochberg and Team Hochberg. If you're buying a home or if you're looking to refinance your home, he's the guy that you want on your side. 855-56-DAVID or 56David.com. Call him. Check out his website, 56David.com. You will not be disappointed. Oh, this week on House of L, Mitch Albom is going to be my guest. I will put that out about 24 hours from when you're listening to this, so it'll be available to you. It's really, really, really good. I'll talk to you next time. Peace!
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save